My name is John Erling, and today's date is July 11th, 2017. Gene, would you state your full name, please?
Eugene Folsom Gilcrease.
And your date of birth?
2-1942.
So that would be February 19th, 1942, and your present age is?
75.
Where are we recording this interview today?
In Nacogdoches, Texas, at my home.
And in the room are family members. And Steve, who are you?
Youngest son, Stephen Charles Gilcrease.
And?
The eldest son, Thomas Gene Gilcrease.
In the room, making us comfortable and so forth, is Darlene, Gene's wife. Darlene, thank you for everything you've done to help in this interview, as a matter of fact.
You're welcome.
Where were you born, Gene?
San Antonio, Texas.
Your mother's name?
Grace Folsom.
And where was she from?
Newkirk, Oklahoma.
She grew up in that area?
In Newkirk and Hominy area. Her father worked for Texaco for 35 years. She more or less followed around that area.
Your father's name?
Thomas Gilcrease, Jr.
Where did he grow up?
He was born in Tulsa. He spent his childhood in Tulsa and in Long Beach, California.
Describe your mother. What was her personality like?
Greatest mother in the world. She'd do anything for anybody.
How old was she when she died?
She was 80.
And she died here in Nacogdoches,
yes.
Texas. Your father, what was his personality like? What kind of a person was he?
Easygoing, but a hard worker. He was gone a lot on the oil field, making sure that everything ran smooth.
He died at an early age, didn't he?
57.
57, here in Nacogdoches, Texas. Why are we all here in Nacogdoches, Texas?
I left San Antonio in 1962 to come to university up here, Stephen F. Austin. I liked the area, and Dad and I had planned to go into ranching when he retired. Well, I was looking for property up here while he was looking for property in South Texas. He and Mother came up in early 64. We looked at two properties I'd found here. He and Mother decided this was the place.
Your grandmother, what was her name?
Belle Harlow.
And she came out of Oklahoma?
Yes, she was Osage.
She was Osage. And then who was your grandfather?
Thomas Gilcrease, Sr.
What was his full name?
All I have ever found for sure was Thomas Gilcrease. Now, a lot of folks say William Thomas.
Yes.
But he never signed or said that he was William Thomas Gilcrease. It was always Indian Tom or Tom Gilcrease.
Let's go back. His parents then, his father was William Lee Gilcrease.
Correct.
And his mother was Mary Elizabeth Vowell.
That's correct.
Gilcrease, and she was Creek.
That's correct. They were over at Vowell's Mill in Louisiana, where they apparently met there and were married. Then when the allotment for the nations in Oklahoma came up, they moved up to Oklahoma to establish their residence, and both of them got their allotment.
That would have been in Indian Territory then when the family came.
It was.
Thomas Gilcrease, your grandfather, born February 8, 1890, where was he born?
He was born in Rumbling, Louisiana.
Let's go through the family and the family tree here now. Let me make it clear. Tom Sr. married Belle Harlow in 1908 and divorced in 1926. They had two sons, Tom Jr. and Eugene Barton. Tom Jr. had one son, that's you, Eugene Folsom, and Barton had two daughters, Barta and Jana. Tom Sr. then married Norma Smallwood in 1928 and divorced in 1939. They had one daughter, Dacine, and Dacine had three children, Tom and Pete and Desi Denny.
That's correct.
And who was Norma Smallwood?
She was a Miss America of 1926.
And, of course, Norma was Miss Tulsa. She was Cherokee and was the first Native American to become Miss America.
Yes.
When Tom Sr. died, he had three children and six grandchildren, and after death, several great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren.
That's correct.
And I have here the oldest five grandchildren are the trustees of the Thomas Gilcrease Foundation. Eugene Gilcrease, Tom Denny, Pete Denny, Barta Busby, and Jana Gilcrease. They are the trustees.